Now 7:03 at News Radio KMAN. Here is Brandon Peoples.
All right, thank you, Stephen. Well, each week we get an update here on the latest COVID-19 information from Riley County Health Department Director and Local Health Officer Julie Gibbs, who joins us live this morning. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it was another eventful weekend here. We had three more cases reported Saturday, it looked like, up to 77 total now since mid-March. What can you tell us here about what we need to know here as far as staying safe?
Sure. So we're actually up to 79 positives. We did get in two more over the weekend, other than the other three. So five total throughout the weekend. That puts us at 79 positives. That includes four males, ages 21, 22, 28, and 61. And then there was one 19-year-old female included in the five new positives. We're still doing contact tracing with those five new cases, but we do know that two were travel-related to the Kansas City area. But we'll have more information as we do that contact tracing. We're currently at 17 active cases, and we have had three deaths in the county so far.
Yeah, we had three deaths, two of them last week. And, that's kind of a trend backwards from what we had been seeing the last couple months.
Yeah, we were staying steady there for a while, or actually seeing a downward trend toward the end of April and on into May. Very pleased by that. We knew we'd see more positives as we would start to reopen Manhattan. Last week was pretty devastating for us, as we did have the two deaths. We had the outbreak in the Leonardville nursing home. We're still getting some of those test results back from our first round of testing, and we'll do another round of testing this week, so we'll know more later this week.
Okay. Well, that being said here, I know that we gradually continue to reopen businesses here in the county. Is that going to be maybe slowed down a little bit here with the new order scheduled for Wednesday?
Yeah, possibly. Really, today and tomorrow will be the deciding factors. We had five new over the weekend, and that's not really what we wanted to see. So that could slow some things down. Right now, our order number 12 states that we're at 50 for mass gatherings. We might stay that way. We're hoping to be able to move on to at least 100, maybe for the mass gathering starting on Wednesday, but that may slow down. We may have to stay at 50 for a little while longer, just depending on how the next few days go.
Well, I know it's been challenging here trying to get through all this. How are you doing yourself? I know this has been quite a challenge for health officers across the country.
Yeah, I try to relieve my stress when I can. I'm very active, so I try to stay active, try to do a lot with my family. That helps to relieve the stress, and I think that can be said for everyone, healthcare workers, members of the EOC, anyone who's struggling. I think we really need to find an outlet, a healthy outlet to relieve that stress.
Yeah. Well, I hear you there. I took 5 days off of work here, and it was good. It was a good reset for me personally. The last few days, of course, it was a kind of a busy news week, but we're still yet to see maybe the worst of it here in Riley County, as we've seen in other parts of the state. And comparatively, how are we doing with the rest of the state? Would you say?
Well, as of last week, we were in with about 10 or 11 other counties as far as staying steady or seeing an upward trend. So that's not good. We want to continue to see that downward trend. So we're shooting toward that again. As I mentioned before, we saw that at the end of April, early May. We actually were on a downward trend for more than 14 days there for a while. So we want to get back to that. And to do so, we do need help from the community. We're still really strongly pushing that message of social distancing or physical distancing. Try to stay 6 feet from other people. When you can't, if you're going to be in a busy place like Walmart or the grocery store, I visited Walmart over the weekend, and I noticed that maybe half of the individuals were wearing masks. So I know it's hard, sometimes hard to social distance in places like that. So please wear a mask when it's going to be hard to do that. Keep continuing to practice that good hand hygiene. When you don't have soap and water available, make sure that you have that hand sanitizer. You carry it around with you. I know things are getting busier as we go throughout the summer, you know, with the ball fields and at the parks and things like that, but just continue to practice that social distancing and hand hygiene. We're not quite out of this yet. The virus is still there, so I just urge people to help us out so that we can move forward with our reopening.
Yeah, and the key there with those masks is whenever 6 feet social distancing can't be achieved, that's when you definitely want to have those masks on, because you don't know, especially when people are asymptomatic, whether or not they have, you know, the virus.
Right. We've been seeing more and more people that are testing positive that have been asymptomatic. And so we really want to make sure that we're wearing those masks or have those masks available, you know, just have it available with your hand sanitizer in your vehicle at all times, just in case, you know, if you need to run into the store, you have that mask available.
All right. If people want to use that screening line, that number is still available?
You bet. Yep, we have that available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. That number is 785-323-6400. And that's if you have any symptoms, please call that number first.
Okay, sounds good. Julie, anything else we should know?
No, I don't think so. Just stay safe and stay healthy.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate it, and hopefully we'll have a better week this week.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you.
All right. Again, Julie Gibbs, Raleigh County Local Health Officer here with the Raleigh County Health Department. Again, 79 total cases here. I think she said 17 active cases as of this morning. So still seeing a little bit of an uptick here after we saw weeks of kind of steadying out here. Of course, we mentioned the couple deaths that happened last Tuesday and Thursday, three total. And, of course, that outbreak at the Leonardville nursing home.